Good day to our listeners. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, January 24th, 2025. Let's dive into the top stories affecting financial services and Australian consumers today. Reporting from the front lines of our economy, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia issues a warning for Australians as it foresees turbulent times ahead for consumers. Factors like the phasing out of previous tax cuts, unindexed tax rates acting as a fiscal drag, and near depletion of our pandemic-era savings can potentially curtail spending capacity. And even as real wage growth stays modest at around 0.5%, it struggles to keep pace with inflation, thus affecting purchasing power. These economic pressures make it clear: strategic fiscal planning and conscientious consumer spending habits are no longer options, but necessities. Against the backdrop of dwindling commodity revenues, there's a growing call for comprehensive tax reform. Shifting gears to superannuation policy, the Financial Services Council, also known as FSC, is challenging the government to rethink the Your Future, Your Super initiative. They argue for decreasing reliance on default superannuation policies and for putting more power in the hands of consumers. Rather than a one-size-fits-all approach, the FSC emphasizes the importance of tailored financial advice and consumer participation. The goal is to nurture consumer choice, competition, and informed decision-making. It reiterates the need for policies that accommodate diverse product offerings, a reminder that financial education is as crucial a service as any other. Let's head north now. Queensland appears set for a financial roller coaster ride, with reports of increasing state debt to the tune of $217.8 billion by 2028. This upswing in debt is accompanied by a reversal of fortunes for the projected surpluses, too. What was foreseen as an $887 million surplus for the 2026-27 has now been recalibrated to a $9 billion deficit. Lower coal revenues, a crucial aspect of Queensland's economy, acts as a significant contributor to this changing landscape. Our treasurer, David Janetsky, cites past mismanagement and hidden costs as the culprits, adding another dimension of complexity to the ongoing economic discourse. Finally, insurers are in the hot seat, as Auto & General was ordered to compensate a Brisbane homeowner after mishandling a storm damage claim. The insurer is now bound to apologize and also pay $2,000 in compensation following incorrect claim denial. It's a stern reminder for businesses about the consequentiality of procedural lapses and the importance of independent assessments. That's all for today's roundup. If you wish to delve into these stories further, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned for more updates. This is Paige Estrotori, your trusted voice for financial news. Thank you for joining us.